Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me in the studio this morning, I have the curator of the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Hello, Jackie Fernandez.
Good morning.
Good morning. There is so much happening pre-summer season at the museum. Isn't this the time that you should be taking a deep breath and relaxing before all the tourists come?
Definitely not. We're gearing up full speed ahead and getting ready. Our summer hours actually start May 12th, and we'll be open 9 to 5 daily, except holidays beginning then. And I'm really excited to be here today. Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to say that we have not one or several, but 10 upcoming special events in addition to our Native Artist Demonstrators program, which will be ongoing through the summer starting May 9th until late September. So today I just wanted to come in and tell you a little bit about the Slow Art Day event that we've got coming up, our Visiting Artist Residency Program, which is the Native Artist Demonstrators Program, and also tell you about a new family-friendly youth public program series called At Saxon, Love of All Things Saturdays. So Slow Art Day is coming up this Saturday, and that's the 27th, and it's this really cool global all-volunteer kind of event with a really simple mission of helping people to discover for themselves the joy of looking at and loving art. And the idea is to take your time and look at the art slowly and to socialize while you're doing it. There was a study published that found that people spend an average of just 17 seconds looking at items in museums, objects and artifacts and paintings. So this slow art movement started up in New York City back in 2009, and now it's global. And it just encourages folks to come to museums and galleries and to really carefully, closely look at 5 paintings or artifacts, just 5, and then talk about them and, you know, really appreciate them. So the Sheldon Jackson Museum is going to have its own version of Slow Art Day. We are inviting family and youth to come to the museum this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a curator in training day.
And the Slow Art Day, it sounds a lot like the slow food movement, where you're supposed to prepare your food, sort of be present and enjoy it. And a lot of adults and kids don't have very good attention spans anymore. How do you facilitate to get folks to slow down that day?
Well, the Sheldon Jackson Museum, we thought it would be a great opportunity to get people to take their time to look at pieces by acting as curators themselves. So we are asking family and youth, kids, to come into the museum and to basically put on the white gloves and look at a handful of artifacts and catalog them. So we've printed up this curator's best practices worksheet with all sorts of tips on handling artifacts. We've got gloves, tools for measuring, and a catalog card that they'll fill out for each of their 5 selected pieces. They can handle the objects. They're all from our hands-on collection, and just document them. And normally, of course, you know, museums photograph their collections, but we're asking people to sketch them in the back. And the idea is you pair up with your partner, whether it's your sibling or your parent or your friend, and you get to catalog your favorite pieces out of the selection we've put up. So mini condition reports, descriptions of what you see, looking at the piece, identifying the details, the culture, geographical region it came from. Basically really, really simple curator practice. So we can't wait to get people in the museum to gear up for this fun event.
It sounds like a very special opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure I ever had that sort of opportunity as a kiddo or an adult. I was asked to sort of move along in crowded museums.
No, we want people to get their hands in it. We're pretty excited about it. And coming up right after that, as I mentioned before, we've got starting May 9th, our Visiting Artist Residency Program, the Native Artist Demonstrators Program, which is a great program, started about 25 years ago. This is the 25th year. Rosemary Carlton, who's a tremendous tour de force in Sitka, had a great hand in that and making it happen. She was honored at an event earlier this year at the Sheldon Jackson Museum. And we're just really excited to keep the program going. It's a residency program that gives visitors a chance to engage with renowned Alaska Native artists from around the state. And the artists are here to discuss their creative process and demonstrate their craftsmanship. And this year, we've more than doubled the participants. We've got 12 residents selected, and their work really exemplifies how traditional art forms continue to be a part of Alaska Native contemporary life. And it's this continually innovative kind of thing that's not static and is always changing. Some of the artists use traditional art forms, but with contemporary materials and take new spins on things. So we're really excited to have them here. And the artists will, as part of their residency, have a chance to study the Sheldon Jackson Museum collection for research and also for inspiration. For some of their pieces that they'll create here. And as in the past, we're going to be jointly hosting one artist with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Her name is Celine Alexander. She's an Athabaskan artist, so we're really thrilled to be doing that again. We did the same thing last year, and the program will basically have a five-week camp for middle and high school students studying performing and visual arts on the campus. So definitely get involved in that if you can get your kids involved. And this year, the program is also expanding to include not just time in the galleries, but four lectures and two hands-on workshops for adults. We're going to have Roy Levine giving a workshop that's kicking off May 9th, the 12th, and the 15th. It's a three-part workshop from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., and he's going to be having a workshop on model kayak carving. So space is limited. Make sure you call the register. And as I said, we're going to have four lectures as well throughout the season. So that, and on top of that, all of our third Saturday events through a new program called At Saxon, Love of All Things Saturdays. At Saxon is Tlingit for Love of All Things. And it's this great family-friendly youth program that will take place with hands-on activities and a variety of events. The first official one is happening May 18th, and some will require a small fee or registration, but the majority will be free. So contact the museum, like us, our Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum Facebook page, and look for flyers around town and announcements in the paper.
And Jackie, this is so much information for folks. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. So people can find you on Facebook mm-hmm. and friend you with those events. You can find them out at the community calendar. Is there a way to contact you if people had specific questions?
Definitely. Just give us a call at 747-8981. And lastly, I just want to say special thanks to the artists that are taking part, the Sheldon Jackson Museum Friends Group, and the National Endowment for the Arts that funds our Visiting Artist Residency Program.
That's terrific. I'd like to thank my guest, curator Jackie Fernandez at the Sheldon Jackson Museum. Check out Slow Art Day this weekend. Be a curator in training, 1 to 3 p.m., and it's free and open to the public. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks.